Man, Sega can't do anything right.
Got a point there. The new Sonic movie looks atrocious from the sight of it. But I'm here with Jonathan and Olivia.
And this is Zion over here.
Yes, doing the podcast.
With his Thanos shirt on.
Yeah, because, you know, Endgame was great, by the way. We're talking about animation in movies altogether, which could also count Endgame if you haven't seen that yet. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Didn't people say Endgame sucked?
I
heard a lot of people didn't like it.
I mean, have you seen Endgame yet, Olivia?
Not yet.
No. Well, then we're not talking about that.
Right, we're not going to talk about it. But what is like one of the most recent animated movies you've seen? Any recent ones?
Akira? Yeah, you have not seen it.
I have not seen the movie, no.
The entire soundtrack is dumb.
And is it like, wait, isn't Akira about that dog? Or is that another one?
That's the one about the psychic guy. Where the movie starts with a giant explosion, wiping out all of humanity.
I watched an animated movie.
Really?
The last animated movie I watched was The Grinch, which was awful.
I don't
know. It was
the
awful.
Old one. Yeah, the old one was really bad.
Like, people in the movie industry who animate nowadays just kind of go for trends instead of actually being funny, and it's just like awful. Like, the new Sonic movie looks...
The most recent movie I watched was A Dog's Way Home, and that was, like, realistic.
Mm-hmm.
There was realistic things about A Dog's Way Home?
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy that movie?
I did.
I didn't watch it.
God. The trailer literally gives away the entire movie.
I didn't watch the trailer.
But every dog movie is the same.
You could have saved yourself, like, a few hours and just watched the trailer. It literally tells the entire movie.
Just go watch Akira instead.
But Detective Pikachu just came out. Jonathan, I know you
didn't just come out.
Is that out yet or what?
I don't think it's out yet.
I could have sworn it came out. I'll look it up later. Whatever.
But it looks very
nice.
I'm interested in it. Yes.
Anything that has fur on it looks nice. Anything that doesn't have fur on it looks atrocious.
Yeah, true. The realistic style they're going with the Pokemon just kind of bothered me at first, but I enjoy it.
I do like how Pikachu talks. It's nice.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
Pikachu looks fine.
Yeah.
Any Pokemon with fur on it looks fine. Like an actual animal.
Yeah.
Anything without fur on it.
Yeah, like
looks like a sack of potatoes.
What's the name of that? What's the name of the jester Pokemon, whatever? The one who was just
Mr. Mime.
Yeah, he doesn't look right.
He looks horrifying. But he has like the best scene in the trailer.
Yeah, it just looks so scary.
He's going down hard.
But
he
should have
worn a safety helmet.
Yeah.
And then
like
it's really
Pokemon with the humans, right?
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mime is especially noticeable in the trailer because it's followed right by Pikachu, like right after, and Pikachu looks really good in that one shot.
Yeah,
he's going down hard.
Most of the animation in the movie, it looks great. Everything looks realistic.
Yes.
Like the Pokemon actually act like animals, but with powers, and I'm just like, you know, it really does look well. Like it's a real thing. You know?
It's realistic, but it's like.
It's realistic, but it's not.
Right.
You know,
it's pretty ironic that we're talking about animation in a podcast where we cannot show off any examples.
That's actually pretty funny. I never actually thought of that. That is actually hilarious.
It's a good thing we're making that tutorial video later.
Yeah, I'm making that tutorial video. It's going to be a slides. Anyways.
What about... Never mind.
So you guys have heard about the new Aladdin and Lion King movie coming out, right? They're also going for realistic style. You haven't heard about that?
I did not even look at the trailer
because
I was too upset by Dumbo.
But I have not seen it.
I was too upset by Dumbo.
You seen Dumbo?
No.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Dumbo?
Yeah, it's also realistic. They're doing.
I looked at the trailer and
Disney's taking all their old movies and making them more real looking with CGI or whatever.
Yeah, well, some of them
are
ending out fine.
Yeah.
They just don't look as pretty.
I'm going to say, they don't look.
Well, there was this trailer I saw recently, which was like a ripoff of Barbie.
Then no, Barbie. I don't think Barbie's coming.
God, are you Barbie?
It was animated. It did not look realistic at all.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna say a lot of the movie industry just has like really, 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 really bad history with like animation.
They look like blobs.
You know what
has
even worse history? Anime and CGI.
True. Like what's the name of that movie? Alita: Battle Angel. You seen that?
No. I know it was a book before that, and then an animation before that.
Yeah, it was an anime, it was a book, but then the movie came out, and, like, it's so bad. The character model is so bad. Her eyes are, like, two times as big as, like, human eyes, and, like, she has, like, no personality whatsoever.
There's a worse character model out there.
Like what?
Amy's current model in Sonic series.
True.
It's so bad.
That's bad as well. the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, just in general. Sonic's model is awful. They had said they were going to fix it. You have heard about that, right?
Yeah, we went and complained so much. But the creator's like, you know what? We're pushing back the deadline so we can fix this one problem.
Yeah, so the movie, the Sonic movie that was... Yeah, they're making the model look more like Sonic.
Well, that's good because it did not look like yeah,
it looked
all.
It looked awful. It was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was horrified. I saw it and I threw my phone. I wanted to see the movie still because of the fact that it's Sonic and I'm a huge nerd for Sonic, but...
But please, just change...
What's Super Sonic's
in the movie? Change his animation.
Imagine it's Super Sonic's in the movie. What's that going to look like?
Well, I mean, now I think it just looked like regular Super Sonic. But, I mean, if they didn't decide to change it, it would just look like somebody punched a child in the face and they painted him gold. Like, it just looks really bad.
Hey, remember Sonic 06?
Sonic 06, which had realistic physics... Like, his hair would move? Like, his quills would legitimately move?
He looked better in that game.
Yeah, true.
It was just weird, though.
It was very creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't like the idea of Sonic standing next to, like, an actual human being.
Yeah. Right. It looks super off-putting.
Does anyone like that idea?
No.
Like that?
It's like this 5'5" regular dude next to, like, this furry abomination. And it's just like... It's completely terrible. It's not meant to be.
And then if you really think about it, he's always nude.
Yeah, true. Sonic's like completely always naked.
Right, give me a sec. I need to pull this rocket ship out of my pocket.
It's always
the
awkward.
Only thing
what'd
he
you just
has
say?
Sorry.
Yeah, all, it's yeah. just
my phone out of my pocket.
Hmm?
I was taking my phone out of my pocket.
For what? Are you taking your phone out of your pocket for
what? I don't know.
Anyways. Let's see.
Don't watch the Sonic movie unless you're expecting something bad.
Yes. Go watch Endgame because it's good. Detective Pikachu looks great. Go watch that. They actually know how to do realistic animals right in a movie, unlike the Sonic movie, which makes them...
Yeah.
Oh, even though Jim Carrey is playing in that movie, so I can't wait to see that. He's going to carry the hell out of that movie. Get it?
Jim so I want to ask one more thing
movie.
Of you.
Anyways.
Also, I would like to ask one more thing of you. Go slap who's ever running Cartoon Network and tell them to put decent shows on there.
Yeah, Teen Titans Go sucks. All I do is watch cartoons, so I would know. Anyways, that's the end of the podcast. I'm out.
See ya. Well,
what's my slogan? Oh, yeah, give me a good grade. I'm here with Cole Dugan. Yes. And we're going to be talking about animation and stuff. I'm also here with Luke and Serena since they wanted to be in it so bad. All right. So, I'm pretty sure most people here like to play games, right? Video games.
Definitely.
Which usually consist of big teams of people doing big things with art stuff, you know what I mean?
Play Black Ops 4.
Black Ops 4.
I hate you.
I don't blame you. I don't play Call of Duty.
That's a good game.
Is it like any actual like art-related things in that game?
No, the yeah, better question is there actually any good Call of Duty? The answer to that is no. Now get on with the question.
All right.
Four is a good one.
So the question I was going to ask is like, what kind of games are you into, like artistic wise? Like, you know, they got like pixel games, like old like
pixel
kind of games,
3D.
That's a good game.
You know, it might be dumb, but Scribblenauts and
Scribblenauts is great.
Scribblenauts and Drawn to Life is actually interesting, and it does include art.
Yeah.
Terraria is a good
Minecraft.
That's a game. No, Minecraft is better.
Minecraft brought the pixel to 3D kind of art thing that I've always enjoyed. It's always been pretty cool seeing that.
That's so
but
boring.
Graphic. Not a lot of people like the game because it's boring, but that's just your opinion, man.
My opinion is correct.
Like, I don't know, like shows. Give me a show you guys like to watch that is animated.
Steven Universe.
there we go.
Yeah.
That show has a lot of great art. Background art
and
everything.
Did you just say Full House?
Full House is a great show.
What about animated TV?
Dude,
yeah, animated.
No, Full House is a better show.
Yeah, because it's animated. No.
No, it's not.
But, okay, Steam Universe, I'd say you guys got a point there due to the fact that the people who put like their time and effort into at least the background art, the character art, in my opinion, has not always been the best. Or their proportions have always been off. But the background art has always been something I loved because they're always really good with like painting things and meshing things together.
Especially his house.
B-movie. That was good animation.
Are we done yet?
No, we're not. We got 3 more minutes. Thank you for just randomly cutting it. So anyways.
I like your shirt.
I hate you.
Yeah.
So bad.
Have you guys ever had any like experience with animating at all? I know Luke has. He told me
a few times that he made something. With drawing.
I used to draw on my computer using the tools it gave me and thought it was good.
So Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Same. I actually used to use that for. I tried to do like Photoshop with it. It didn't really work.
I made a really bad scene by scene once. Just to people. It was nice.
So like, what was your animation even about? Like at all?
About women.
That's legitimately what you made an animation on.
Yeah, it was funny though, like really funny feminist.
How old were you?
I was like 10.
And you knew about making fun of feminists at 10?
Yeah, dude. You should meet my mom and my dad, both feminists. It's funny.
You were 10? Okay.
With the questions.
I know Serena likes, you know, you like making word art. Word art. Like, okay, so when it comes to, like, word art, what is the one thing you aim and focus for when doing word art? Like, because I know I've seen you do, like, old-timey writing and, like, bubble writing and everything. But, like, what is your favorite, I guess I could say?
I like making the shadows. Wait,
stop.
Like, shadows, whatever, for, like, a 3D effect. Or, like, so I'm guessing, like, 3D art is what you're just kind of down to do. All right. Nicole, you said you used to draw an MS.
An MS Paint, yeah.
MS Paint. Did you have a DeviantArt account?
No.
I have a Tumblr account. I have an Instagram, too. Go follow me at Jerusalem.
I too, have Instagram, but I'm too shy to say it. I'm shy.
He also Cole like
is
banana.
Very shy.
I'm very shy. Where's the camera?
The mic is right there.
I'm very shy.
Okay, well, for the most part, we see that these people are not very artistically inclined.
I'm artistically inclined.
We're going to leave that in. We're gonna leave that in. You know what?
Very artistically inclined.
Next question.
We only have like 20 seconds, but so what do you guys think of the podcast? What's your opinion on art and animation? All right, Cole, that's yours. What's yours, Luke?
I like big collage.
Big collage?
Yeah.
Okay. I just like.
You guys want to hear me gag myself?
I like.
No. I know you like Ruby.
I like Cartoon Network animation.
Cartoon Network's pretty cool. Yeah. It's always been good there. I know you're a big fan of Ruby as well, and anime, like definitely. My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, all right. Well, that was our awful podcast. Yep. See you guys next time. Please give me a good grade. All right. I'm here with Jonathan.
Yes, I'm right here.
Pretty decent guy when it comes to gaming a lot and animation related things. We're just going to ask him a few questions about animation and art.
Okay, I'm decent when it comes to talking about it, not animating.
Well, yeah, I don't think you're like great at animating, but I mean, I know you know things because I've seen you around, you know? So like when it comes to like animation, like what is your go-to? Like I know you play a lot of games. So like what grabs your attention in video games animation wise?
Something that doesn't look like everything else.
Like something like Wind Waker, everything else, or something like Fallout or
okay. Imagine Samurai Jack. You know, all that old Cartoon Network show?
Yeah.
No, imagine every Cartoon Network show modern.
Okay, so just you don't want anything basic that everybody's doing. You want something that goes out of the norm, like something like
Katana Zero.
Yeah, something like that. So, like, what games have you played that like grab your attention when it comes to animation wise?
Wind Waker.
That guy. Okay, because that's me too. I'm gonna say Wind Waker has a very unique art style and like animation style for like most shows would be like Fooly Cooly, right? Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Squash and Stretch.
Yeah, Squash and Stretch is like very, very out there, you know? It goes around grabbing people's attention. I don't know. Like,
How about abstract? You know, sometimes when shows just like go abstract and use really abstract drawings that.
Oh, just like really out there, just like not nonsensical like, kind of things?
Yeah, like when you're watching a show about psychic people and they do something and it just shows a screen of just random stuff happening.
Yeah, so
to
it's
symbolize
like
psychic attack.
Okay, so it's like just an insanity. Okay, yeah. Earthbound has a lot of really cool art, like games artistically.
Yeah, like when you do the Star Storm, it just like has something representing stars, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to grasp like what exactly you mean.
Like in Earthbound, if you do PK Star Storm, it like shows that things represent stars.
Oh, okay, so it's like has like a certain art or like a flash to represent. Okay, I see what you mean now.
Mm-hmm. And if you look at like the Earthbound versus Mother 3, the way ESP. Please ignore that.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so have you seen? Do you know anything about Gainax?
Yes.
Gainax Animation. They
go out of the ordinary and then blow their budget on like one scene.
Yeah, true. They typically do that.
And so half it looks like it was made in MS Paint.
Yeah, but I mean, think about it. They have like so many people on that art crew, on the crew, who are just like naturally good at.
Mm-hmm.
Being yes, out there, like in Fooly Cooly, they have a complete South Park scene. I don't know if mm-hmm. you've seen that, was amazing. Or like they'll switch.
I've gotten that far yet, but whatever.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What about that point where the satellite, you know, comes crashing to Earth, but it, when it does it, it turns out it's actually like a giant hand. It throws a baseball sized satellite.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, I have seen that. Now that is actually creative. The satellite that's coming down, he like the, it's a hand throwing a
it
baseball.
It morphs into a hand.
Yeah. See, that's just the things of, like, expressing above and beyond the point of normal, when it could have just animated something like normal satellite crash into Earth, and then, like, have something like that. It blows people away, the fact that he took the liberty or the time to do that, or the fluidity of such animation.
Here's the thing, Zion. That's actually way easier than actually just animating the satellite.
How would that be, though?
You see, by doing things like that, you don't have to always stay on model, making it much easier for you to animate those fluid scenes, so it takes less effort.
So, going off the grid of animation, like...
It's less effort.
I see.
That's why...
It allows more creative expression.
That's why you see so many amazing YouTube animations.
Okay, because they just... Alright, that makes
sense.
That's
why, like, One Punch Man, when they were getting that show, they actually hired a... animators from YouTube to do the action scenes.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
What is your favorite One Punch Man action scene?
When he fought the Death God on the spaceship.
Why was it so amazing to you?
Probably because of the fact that they show the power of a punch through his, like, he has such a comedic
attitude.
Like
the ripple effect?
Yeah, the ripple effect of such things. Or like, to show him charging back a punch, they'll draw his hand stretching far back. When it's nothing more than a camera, basically, warping, and then a punch that goes, it's so powerful, it would go through the body. In real life, that wouldn't happen, but it just shows the power by expressing, I'm trying to find the right word for it. It stretches reality, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's about our 5 minutes. I don't want this to linger on for too long. Thank you for your time here, Zion.
No problem.
Have a nice day, people.